With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockster. President Biden to have another go at student debt.
During a visit here in the battleground state of Wisconsin, the president outlined a plan that he said would offer life-changing relief to college graduates. It's part of his administration's effort to move past the Supreme Court decision that stopped its first student loan forgiveness plan. Republicans complain that the debt forgiveness unfairly puts the burden of college tuition onto taxpayers who didn't take out loans. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
For the sixth time in school history, UConn's men's basketball program will hang a championship banner after it pulled away from Purdue to claim the title 75-60 in Glendale, Arizona, Monday night. Also at SRNNews.com, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and her team returning to Washington after a visit to China, where they tried to tackle the biggest economic issues between the countries after the U.S. said large Chinese government subsidies for green energy technology threatened global financial stability. The two sides agree to hold intensive exchanges on more balanced economic growth. One college sports governing body's announced a plan to keep designated female-born transgender athletes from competing with women.
The NAIA has announced a plan that all but bans transgender athletes from competing in women's sports in its 241 mostly small colleges across the country. The circuit's 20-member Council of Presidents unanimously approved the measure, which calls for exclusion of athletes whose biological sex assigned at birth is female and have begun hormone therapy. The NAIA rule applies to all sports except competitive cheer and competitive dance, which are open to all students. At least 24 states have laws barring transgender women and girls from competing in certain women's or girls' sports. I'm Dave Ferry.
Protesters in southern Mexico setting state government building a fire and torching vehicles over college students who disappeared in 2014. SRN News. Are public schools in trouble? Well, most Americans think so.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 51% of respondents think the K-12 education system is headed in the wrong direction. Only 16% think it's going in the right direction, and the rest can't make up their minds. The survey also reveals that amongst those who think the schools are going wrong, most blame teachers for infusing their lessons with politics or woke social values rather than sticking to the basics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rising again in New York City, where police report after a recent decline in attacks, the city saw a spike in March. There were 43 anti-Semitic incidents reported last month compared to just 17 in February. In fact, the March tally is the highest for the Big Apple so far this year. Anti-Semitism is on the rise in the U.S. and all around the globe, especially after the unprovoked attack by Hamas on October 7th. SRN News. There's a division in Amazon's first labor union.
The New York City-based union is running out of money and still does not have a contract 2 years after clinching a historic victory. Despite campaigns at several facilities in the past few years, a Staten Island warehouse still is the only site in the U.S. where the retail giant's workers have voted in favor of union representation. Cracks emerged within the Amazon labor union ranks after it lost votes at two other warehouses, spurring strategy disagreements.
Jeremy House reports prominent union members resigned quietly or left to form a dissident labor group as the union continues to face roadblocks from the retail giant. The former chief financial officer for Atlanta pleaded not guilty to stealing money from the city for personal travel and guns. He is the 10th person to be convicted in an anti-corruption probe into former Democrat Mayor Kasim Reed's administration. SRN News.